The Whole 30, The 30-Day Guide to Total Health and Food Freedom. By Melissa Hartwig. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Whole 30, The 30-Day Guide to Total Health and Food Freedom by Melissa Hartwig is a comprehensive guide to the Whole 30 program, a 30-day dietary reset designed to help people break unhealthy habits and create a healthier lifestyle. The book provides an overview of the program, including its rules and guidelines, as well as detailed information on how to prepare for and complete the program. It also includes meal plans, recipes, and tips for success. The book begins by introducing the Whole 30 program and its core principles. It explains the program's rules and guidelines, which include eliminating certain foods, such as sugar, grains, dairy, and legumes, for 30 days. It also explains the program's focus on eating whole, unprocessed foods and avoiding added sugar, alcohol, and unhealthy fats. The book then provides an overview of the program's benefits, which include improved digestion, increased energy, better sleep, and improved mental clarity. The book then provides detailed information on how to prepare for and complete the Whole 30 program. It explains how to stock the pantry, plan meals, and shop for groceries. It also provides tips on how to stay motivated and on track during the program. The book also includes meal plans and recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. The book concludes with a section on transitioning off the program and maintaining the changes made during the program. It provides tips on how to reintroduce certain foods, such as dairy and grains, and how to maintain a healthy lifestyle. It also includes a section on troubleshooting common issues that may arise during the program. The Whole 30, The 30-Day Guide to Total Health and Food Freedom by Melissa Hartwig is an essential guide for anyone looking to reset their diet and create a healthier lifestyle. It provides an overview of the program, detailed information on how to prepare for and complete the program, meal plans, recipes, and tips for success. It is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to make lasting changes to their diet and lifestyle. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Eliminate unhealthy foods. The Whole 30 program encourages people to eliminate unhealthy foods from their diet for 30 days in order to reset their metabolism and improve their overall health. Main idea number 2. Eat whole foods. The Whole 30 program emphasizes eating whole, unprocessed foods such as fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Main idea number 3. Avoid sugar. The Whole 30 program recommends avoiding added sugars and sweeteners, as well as artificial sweeteners, for the duration of the program. Main idea number 4. Avoid alcohol. The Whole 30 program recommends avoiding all forms of alcohol for the duration of the program. Main idea number 5. Avoid grains. The Whole 30 program recommends avoiding all grains, including wheat, corn, rice, and oats, for the duration of the program. Main idea number 6. Avoid legumes. The Whole 30 program recommends avoiding all legumes, including beans, lentils, and peanuts, for the duration of the program. Main idea number 7. Avoid dairy. The Whole 30 program recommends avoiding all dairy, including milk, cheese, and yogurt, for the duration of the program. Main idea number 8. Avoid processed foods. The Whole 30 program recommends avoiding all processed foods, including packaged snacks and frozen meals, for the duration of the program. Main idea number 9. Eat mindfully. The Whole 30 program encourages people to eat mindfully and pay attention to how their body responds to different foods. Main idea number 10. Track progress. The Whole 30 program encourages people to track their progress throughout the program, including their energy levels, sleep quality, and mood. Main idea number 11. Get support. The Whole 30 program encourages people to seek out support from family and friends to help them stay on track with the program. Main idea number 12. Exercise regularly. The Whole 30 program encourages people to exercise regularly to help them reach their health and fitness goals. Main idea number 13. Get enough sleep. The Whole 30 program encourages people to get enough sleep each night to help them stay energized and focused. Main idea number 14. Drink water. The Whole 30 program encourages people to drink plenty of water throughout the day to stay hydrated and support their overall health. Main idea number 15. Reduce stress. The Whole 30 program encourages people to reduce stress in their lives to help them stay focused and motivated. Main idea number 16. Take supplements. The Whole 30 program recommends taking certain supplements to help support the body during the program. Main idea number 17. Reintroduce foods. The Whole 30 program encourages people to reintroduce certain foods into their diet after the program is complete. Main idea number 18. Eat balanced meals. The Whole 30 program encourages people to eat balanced meals that include a variety of whole foods. Main idea number 19. Cook at home. The Whole 30 program encourages people to cook at home as much as possible to ensure they are eating healthy, whole foods. Main idea number 20. Enjoy food. The Whole 30 program encourages people to enjoy food and to appreciate the pleasure of eating healthy, whole foods. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Eliminating unhealthy foods from your diet is an important step in improving your overall health. The Whole 30 program encourages people to do just that by eliminating unhealthy foods from their diet for 30 days. This program is designed to reset your metabolism and help you make healthier food choices. The Whole 30 program is outlined in the book The Whole 30, The 30-Day Guide to Total Health and Food Freedom by Melissa Hartwig. This book provides detailed instructions on how to eliminate unhealthy foods from your diet, as well as tips and recipes to help you stay on track. By following the Whole 30 program, you can make a lasting change in your diet and improve your overall health. Main idea number 2. Eating whole foods is an important part of the Whole 30 program. Whole foods are unprocessed, nutrient-dense foods that are as close to their natural state as possible. This means avoiding processed foods, refined sugars, and unhealthy fats. Instead, the Whole 30 program encourages eating a variety of fresh fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Eating whole foods helps to ensure that you are getting the most nutrition out of your food, as well as avoiding unhealthy additives and preservatives. Additionally, eating whole foods can help to reduce cravings for unhealthy foods, as well as helping to promote a healthy weight. Eating whole foods is an important part of the Whole 30 program and can help to ensure that you are getting the most out of your diet. Main idea number 3. Avoiding added sugars and sweeteners is an important part of the Whole 30 program. Added sugars and sweeteners are found in many processed foods and can be detrimental to your health. Consuming too much sugar can lead to weight gain, increased risk of diabetes, and other health issues. The Whole 30 program recommends avoiding added sugars and sweeteners, as well as artificial sweeteners, for the duration of the program. This means avoiding foods like candy, soda, and other sugary treats. Instead, focus on eating whole, unprocessed foods like fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of nutrient-dense foods will help you stay healthy and energized throughout the program. In addition to avoiding added sugars and sweeteners, the Whole 30 program also recommends avoiding processed foods and refined carbohydrates. Processed foods are often high in unhealthy fats, sodium, and added sugars, and can be detrimental to your health. Refined carbohydrates, such as white bread and white rice, are also high in added sugars and can cause blood sugar spikes. Instead, focus on eating whole grains, such as brown rice and quinoa, which are high in fiber and other nutrients. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of nutrient-dense foods will help you stay healthy and energized throughout the program. Main idea number 4. The Whole 30 program recommends avoiding all forms of alcohol for the duration of the program. This includes beer, wine, hard liquor, and any other type of alcoholic beverage. The program suggests that alcohol can have a negative impact on your health and can interfere with your progress. Alcohol can also disrupt your sleep, increase your appetite, and lead to unhealthy cravings. Additionally, alcohol can impair your judgment and lead to poor decision-making. The Whole 30 program encourages you to focus on your health and well-being during the 30-day period. By avoiding alcohol, you can give your body the time it needs to heal and reset. You can also use this time to focus on developing healthier habits and making better choices. Additionally, avoiding alcohol can help you save money and reduce your risk of developing health problems associated with alcohol consumption. If you are struggling with alcohol addiction, the Whole 30 program can be a great way to start your journey to recovery. By avoiding alcohol for 30 days, you can begin to break the cycle of addiction and start to make healthier choices. Additionally, the program can help you develop healthier coping mechanisms and provide you with the support you need to stay on track. Main idea number 5. The Whole 30 program recommends avoiding all grains, including wheat, corn, rice, and oats, for the duration of the program. This is because grains can be difficult to digest and can cause inflammation in the body. Additionally, grains can contain anti-nutrients, which can interfere with the absorption of essential vitamins and minerals. Furthermore, grains can contain gluten, which can cause digestive issues in some people. By avoiding grains, you can reduce inflammation, improve digestion, and increase nutrient absorption. In addition to avoiding grains, the Whole 30 program also recommends avoiding added sugars, dairy, legumes, and processed foods. This is because these foods can also cause inflammation and digestive issues. By avoiding these foods, you can reduce inflammation, improve digestion, and increase nutrient absorption. Additionally, avoiding these foods can help you to reset your taste buds and cravings so that you can make healthier food choices in the future. Main idea number 6. The Whole 30 program recommends avoiding all legumes, including beans, lentils, and peanuts, for the duration of the program. Legumes are a type of plant-based food that are high in fiber and protein, but they can also be difficult to digest and can cause digestive issues for some people. Additionally, legumes contain compounds called lectins, which can be difficult for the body to break down and can cause inflammation. For these reasons, the Whole 30 program recommends avoiding legumes for the duration of the program. The Whole 30 program also recommends avoiding processed foods, which can include foods made with legumes. This includes foods like canned beans, peanut butter, and other processed legume-based products. Additionally, the program recommends avoiding legume-based flours, such as chickpea flour, which can be found in some gluten-free products. By avoiding legumes and processed foods, the Whole 30 program encourages people to focus on eating whole, unprocessed foods that are easier to digest and less likely to cause inflammation. Main idea number 7. Avoiding dairy is an important part of the Whole 30 program. Dairy products, such as milk, cheese, and yogurt, are not allowed during the 30-day program. This is because dairy can be difficult to digest and can cause inflammation in the body. Additionally, dairy can be a source of added sugar and unhealthy fats, which can be detrimental to your health. By avoiding dairy, you can reduce inflammation, improve digestion, and reduce your intake of unhealthy fats and added sugars. In addition to avoiding dairy, the Whole 30 program also recommends avoiding processed foods, added sugars, and unhealthy fats. By following these guidelines, you can improve your overall health and well-being. The Whole 30 program is designed to help you make healthier food choices and create a healthier lifestyle. By avoiding dairy and other unhealthy foods, you can make a positive change in your life and improve your overall health. Main idea number 8. Avoiding processed foods is an important part of the Whole 30 program. Processed foods are those that have been altered from their natural state, often with added sugar, salt, and preservatives. This includes packaged snacks, frozen meals, and other convenience foods. Eating these foods can lead to cravings, weight gain, and other health issues. By avoiding processed foods, you can focus on eating whole, unprocessed foods that are more nutritious and better for your health. Eating a diet of whole, unprocessed foods can help you feel more energized, reduce cravings, and improve your overall health. The Whole 30 program recommends avoiding all processed foods for the duration of the program. This means avoiding anything that comes in a package, including frozen meals, canned soups, and pre-made snacks. Instead, focus on eating whole, unprocessed foods like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Eating a diet of whole, unprocessed foods can help you feel more energized, reduce cravings, and improve your overall health. Main idea number 9. Eating mindfully is an important part of the Whole 30 program. It encourages people to pay attention to how their body responds to different foods and to be aware of how their food choices affect their overall health and well-being. Eating mindfully means being aware of the food you are eating, the flavors and textures, and how it makes you feel. It also means being aware of how much you are eating and when you are full. Eating mindfully can help you make healthier food choices and can help you become more aware of your body's needs. It can also help you become more mindful of your overall health and well-being and help you make better decisions about what you eat. Eating mindfully is an important part of the Whole 30 program and can help you achieve your health and wellness goals. Main idea number 10. Tracking progress is an important part of the Whole 30 program. It helps to keep you motivated and accountable, and it can also provide valuable insight into how your body is responding to the program. By tracking your energy levels, sleep quality, and mood, you can get a better understanding of how the Whole 30 is affecting your overall health and well-being. This can help you make adjustments to the program if needed, and it can also help you to celebrate your successes. Tracking your progress can also help you to stay focused on your goals and to stay motivated to complete the program. Tracking your progress is easy to do. You can use a simple notebook or journal to record your energy levels, sleep quality, and mood each day. You can also use an app or online tracking tool to help you keep track of your progress. No matter which method you choose, tracking your progress can help you to stay on track and to get the most out of the Whole 30 program. Main idea number 11. The Whole 30 program encourages people to get support from family and friends to help them stay on track with the program. This support can come in many forms, from having someone to talk to about the program and its challenges, to having someone to help with meal planning and grocery shopping. Having a support system can make the Whole 30 program much easier to stick to, as it provides a source of motivation and accountability. Additionally, having someone to share the experience with can make the program more enjoyable and rewarding. It is important to remember that the Whole 30 program is not a diet, but rather a lifestyle change. Having a support system can help to ensure that the changes made during the program are sustainable and can be maintained in the long term. Having someone to talk to about the program and its challenges can also help to keep the program from becoming overwhelming or discouraging. Ultimately, having a support system can make the Whole 30 program much easier to stick to and can help to ensure that the changes made during the program are sustainable and can be maintained in the long term. Main idea number 12. Exercising regularly is an important part of the Whole 30 program. Regular exercise helps to improve overall health and fitness and can help to reduce stress, improve sleep, and increase energy levels. It can also help to improve body composition, reduce the risk of chronic diseases, and improve overall quality of life. The Whole 30 program encourages people to find an exercise routine that works for them and to make it a regular part of their lifestyle. This could include activities such as walking, running, cycling, swimming, yoga, or strength training. It is important to find an activity that you enjoy and that fits into your lifestyle, so that you can stick with it and make it a regular part of your routine. In addition to regular exercise, the Whole30 program also encourages people to focus on their nutrition. Eating a balanced diet that is rich in whole foods, such as fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats, is essential for overall health and wellness. Eating a nutritious diet can help to improve energy levels, reduce cravings, and support a healthy weight. The Whole30 program provides guidance on how to make healthy food choices and create a balanced diet that works for you. Main idea number 13. Getting enough sleep is an important part of the Whole30 program. Not only does it help you stay energized and focused, but it also helps your body to recover from the day's activities and to prepare for the next day. When you don't get enough sleep, your body is unable to repair itself and your energy levels can suffer. This can lead to fatigue, irritability, and difficulty concentrating. The Whole30 program recommends that adults get between 7 and 9 hours of sleep each night. This amount of sleep can help you to feel more alert and energized during the day, and it can also help to reduce stress and improve your overall health. Additionally, getting enough sleep can help to improve your mood and reduce the risk of developing certain chronic illnesses. If you are having difficulty getting enough sleep, there are a few things you can do to help. Try to establish a regular sleep schedule and stick to it. Avoid caffeine and other stimulants late in the day, and try to limit your exposure to screens before bed. Additionally, make sure your bedroom is comfortable and dark, and practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or meditation before bed. Getting enough sleep is an important part of the Whole30 program, and it can help you to stay energized and focused. By following the tips above, you can ensure that you are getting the restful sleep you need to stay healthy and energized. Main idea number 14. Drinking water is an essential part of the Whole30 program. Staying hydrated helps to support overall health and well-being, and is an important part of the program. Drinking plenty of water throughout the day helps to keep the body functioning optimally, and can help to reduce fatigue and improve concentration. It can also help to reduce cravings and hunger, and can help to flush out toxins from the body. Drinking water can also help to reduce the risk of dehydration, which can lead to a range of health issues. The Whole30 program recommends that people drink at least 8 8-ounce glasses of water per day. It is important to drink water throughout the day, rather than all at once, as this helps to keep the body hydrated. It is also important to drink filtered water, as this helps to reduce the risk of consuming contaminants. Additionally, it is important to avoid sugary drinks, such as soda and juice, as these can have a negative impact on health. Drinking water is an important part of the Whole30 program, and is essential for overall health and well-being. By drinking plenty of water throughout the day, people can help to support their health and reduce the risk of dehydration and other health issues. Main idea number 15. Reducing stress is an important part of the Whole30 program. Stress can have a negative impact on our physical and mental health, and can make it difficult to stay focused and motivated. The Whole30 program encourages people to take steps to reduce stress in their lives. This can include taking time for yourself, engaging in activities that bring you joy, and learning to say no to things that don't serve you. It also encourages people to practice mindfulness and meditation, which can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Taking the time to reduce stress can help you to stay focused and motivated on your Whole30 journey. Main idea number 16. Taking supplements can be an important part of the Whole30 program. Certain supplements can help support the body during the program, and can help ensure that you are getting all the nutrients you need. The Whole30 program recommends taking a multivitamin, omega-3 fatty acids, probiotics, and magnesium. A multivitamin can help fill in any nutritional gaps that may be present in your diet. Omega-3 fatty acids can help support healthy brain function and reduce inflammation. Probiotics can help support a healthy gut microbiome, and magnesium can help support healthy muscle and nerve function. It is important to talk to your doctor before starting any supplement regimen. Your doctor can help you determine which supplements are right for you and can help you understand the proper dosage. Main idea number 17. The Whole30 program encourages people to reintroduce certain foods into their diet after the program is complete. This is an important step in the program, as it helps to identify which foods may be causing negative reactions in the body. By reintroducing foods one at a time, it is possible to observe how the body responds to each food and determine which foods should be avoided in the future. This helps to create a healthier, more balanced diet that is tailored to the individual's needs. Additionally, reintroducing foods can help to prevent the development of food sensitivities and allergies, as well as reduce the risk of developing chronic health conditions. The reintroduction process should be done slowly and carefully. It is important to start with the least reactive foods first, such as cooked vegetables, and then gradually add in more reactive foods, such as dairy and grains. It is also important to pay attention to how the body responds to each food. If any negative reactions occur, it is best to avoid that food in the future. Additionally, it is important to keep track of the foods that are reintroduced and the reactions that occur, as this can help to identify any potential food sensitivities or allergies. Reintroducing foods is an important part of the Whole30 program, as it helps to create a healthier, more balanced diet that is tailored to the individual's needs. By reintroducing foods one at a time and paying attention to how the body responds, it is possible to identify which foods should be avoided in the future. This can help to prevent the development of food sensitivities and allergies, as well as reduce the risk of developing chronic health conditions. Main idea number 18. Eating balanced meals is an important part of the Whole30 program. Whole foods are nutrient-dense and provide the body with the vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients it needs to function optimally. Whole foods also provide fiber, which helps to keep you feeling full and satisfied. Eating a variety of whole foods ensures that you get a wide range of nutrients and helps to prevent nutrient deficiencies. Additionally, eating balanced meals helps to regulate blood sugar levels, which can help to reduce cravings and improve overall health. The Whole30 program encourages people to focus on eating whole, unprocessed foods such as fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. It also recommends avoiding added sugars, grains, legumes, dairy, and alcohol. Eating a balanced meal that includes a variety of these whole foods can help to ensure that you get all the essential nutrients your body needs. Additionally, it can help to reduce cravings and keep you feeling full and satisfied. Eating balanced meals is an important part of the Whole30 program and can help to improve overall health and well-being. By focusing on eating a variety of whole foods, you can ensure that you get all the essential nutrients your body needs and help to reduce cravings and keep you feeling full and satisfied. Main idea number 19. Cooking at home is an important part of the Whole30 program. Eating out can be convenient, but it can also be difficult to know exactly what is in the food you are eating. By cooking at home, you can be sure that you are eating healthy, whole foods that are free of added sugars, unhealthy fats, and processed ingredients. Additionally, cooking at home can be a great way to save money and time. You can make large batches of food that can be used for multiple meals, and you can also freeze leftovers for easy meals later on. Cooking at home can also be a great way to get creative in the kitchen. You can experiment with different flavors and ingredients to create delicious and nutritious meals. You can also get the whole family involved in the cooking process, which can be a fun and rewarding experience. With the Whole30 program, you can be sure that you are eating healthy, whole foods that will help you reach your health and wellness goals. Main idea number 20. Enjoying food is an important part of the Whole30 program. Eating healthy, whole foods can be a pleasure, and the program encourages people to appreciate the taste and texture of these foods. Eating healthy doesn't have to be a chore, and the Whole30 program helps people to enjoy the process of preparing and eating healthy meals. The program also encourages people to be mindful of their eating habits, and to savor the flavors of the food they are eating. Eating healthy can be a rewarding experience, and the Whole30 program helps people to appreciate the pleasure of eating healthy, whole foods. The Whole30 program also encourages people to be mindful of their food choices. It encourages people to make conscious decisions about what they are eating and to be aware of the impact that their food choices have on their health and well-being. Eating healthy, whole foods can help to improve overall health, and the Whole 30 program helps people to make informed decisions about their food choices. Eating healthy can be a rewarding experience, and the Whole 30 program helps people to enjoy the process of preparing eating healthy meals. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.